In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Top 20 Kings games of the 23-24 season. We are at number 17. It's Kenny Caraway. This time of the show is just lined up for moment after moment with you. What do we got here?
You know, look, man. 17. Number 17. It was a Kings win, so I'm going to say this about most of them. But this was a good one.
I remember this one pretty vividly.
It didn't start off
here. I remember how infuriated Kings fans were as this game was going along.
Kings at Spurs, yep. November 17th, 2023. Kings end up winning 129-120 over the Spurs, who I think they said before this game had lost by like 35 or something like that. The Kings were down 23-5 with 6:45 left in the first quarter. Crazy. Crazy. Just the Spurs couldn't miss. Couldn't miss. Mm-hmm. But
I feel like that was a theme last year too.
Yeah. That's a fact. They could have lost all three games to the Spurs. The Kings ended up being down 31-29 at the end of the first quarter. So they were down 23-5 halfway through the quarter. They ended up being down 2 at the end of the first
Twitter
quarter.
Twitter was melting.
Yeah.
It was melting.
In that first quarter, early, we got a Sasha sighting. It was cool to see him. He hit a three.
I forgot he was a King. I completely forgot. He's not now, but I forgot he ever was.
He was one of the first ones off the bench. Him and Malik were the first ones to come in. So we got a Sasha sighting in that one. This game was really weird because you saw the Kings were down 23-5. They end up being up 15 in the third quarter.
Yeah.
They end up like kind of pulling away. And then they were up by like 2.
Yep.
Late in the fourth quarter, ended up pulling away. De'Aaron Fox, the franchise. Oh, I'm watching the game. The intros, Mike Breen, Doc Rivers on the call with Doris Burke. The intros. I'm not saying anything about anybody. I'm just saying we had this conversation yesterday. Mike Breen, Doc, talk to us about De'Aaron Fox, who's really turned into a franchise player in the NBA. Remember we had that discussion yesterday?
I do, but no one wants to hear what Mike Breen said.
Well, look, this guy right here, you know, he's found his game. We saw him last year in the playoffs, and he gave the Warriors all they could handle, I tell you that. Hold on. Gave the Warriors all they could handle.
Can we point out the best part of this? That's Doc Rivers, the soon-to-be Milwaukee Bucks coach who was on the call for the game.
Yes, yes. Doc was in San Antonio on the call. He had his coming out party in the playoffs, and we saw what he did against the Warriors. He almost sent them home, Mike. He almost sent them home, Doris. And this guy, he truly is elevating his game to another level.
Amazing.
Yeah. So Doc was on the
call. I'm headed to Milwaukee now.
Hey, wait a minute. No, look. Hey, wait. Why does your doc kind of sound like OJ?
I'm going to go coach Giannis. I don't know. What is OJ? I don't know what OJ sounds like. What does OJ sound like? I'm not black. I'm OJ. I don't know what you're laughing at. I have no idea what OJ.
I'm thinking of OJ
like.
When he was doing sideline work.
Oh, I don't remember that. I remember OJ running through the airport.
That's not Steve Brown. That's OJ.
Well.
Oh man, good stuff. Right. Good stuff. But so the game was just kind of wonky.
I'll do that impression to Mitch. He'll go crazy.
Oh yeah, the greatest. I'm not going to say your name, OJ. OJS. Mr. S, I'm not going to say your name.
Mr. S.
Hey, man, I won't mention this guy's name. I'll give him his initials. OJS.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
That is still hilarious.
Thank you.
I'll give you his initials. Oh, man. So the game was wonky. Malik Monk dunked over Wimby.
Mm-hmm.
That was fantastic. And look. It really was a three-man show here.
Well, and that was when you wrote this game in, it was like, oh, that was the top-heavy game.
Yeah.
That was three guys.
We had 43 from De'Aaron. De'Aaron was so good in the fourth quarter. He brought him home in that fourth. He was dominant in that game. 43 from De'Aaron, 7 assists. Sabonis, 27 points, 14 rebounds, 7 assists for Domas Sabonis. Mm-hmm. That was a big-time game. And then off the bench, Malik Monk, 20 points, 8 assists. He was 7 of 11 from the field, 6 of 9 from beyond the arc. Malik was fantastic. Those three, they brought him home.
Yeah, he had to be. Yeah, because everyone else had single-digit points.
Yeah, those three brought him home in this game. And
anything else, like, right out the gate stand out to you? It just, like, the fluctuation of the season.
Yeah, well, so this was, I think De'Aaron had been back for a game or two before this, but this was something had happened because they mentioned on the broadcast. I meant to go back and look at, well, I actually can just push the back button right here. But they, De'Aaron had been hurt. So San Antonio, they played the Lakers, they played Cleveland, they played OKC without, I think De'Aaron had just came back against the Lakers. Okay. I feel like that. Oh, no. He had 28 against Cleveland. That's when he came back from the ankle injury that had sidelined him for 5 games. So he'd missed 5 games, and they were in the midst. They had won 4 games in a row prior to that Spurs game. Mm-hmm. So they were, but that followed losing 3 in a row when De'Aaron was out.
Well, they beat the sorry ass at the time Mavericks right after this one.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah, I was driving back from L.A. I remember watching that game. Beat them down.
Of course you were. You love L.A.
I don't like their teams.
The thing, this was...
Not Tony Rock.
This was the time where Davion wasn't playing.
Mm.
Davion Mitchell.
That's a good point because Keon got in this game.
That's right. He got the old Jalen Rose, Tyrese Halliburton, DMP.
That's right. That is right. Wow, I forgot about that.
Yeah, and you can go through a lot of these at this time of the season. Davion wasn't playing.
So, wow, great knowledge by you. Let me make sure I got this right. Yeah, so it was crazy, right? Because you're right. Davion wasn't playing. They had gone to Houston and lost 2 games, didn't have De'Aaron. People were, like, blaming Davion left and right.
Mm-hmm.
He comes back against Portland, plays phenomenal in an overtime win. I think he had 16 points, but was attacking the basket, getting to the paint, all this stuff, everything everybody had asked for.
But?
What?
He did, but what's the difference? The Houston games he started.
He came off the bench. That's right.
Keon started. He came off the bench and was crazy.
Yeah, and played well.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're fast forward like a week to mm-hmm. the Spurs game. He's not getting much stick.
Mm-hmm.
He struggled
really, really bad against the Thunder. Mm-hmm. De'Aaron returned, as you noted, for the Cleveland game. And every player, including Jordan Ford, Colby Jones, and Kessler Edwards, played against Cleveland.
Mm.
Davion did not.
That's crazy. That was crazy. Wow.
It was just that weird stretch
mm-hmm.
where he hadn't got back into the rotation, where he really defined himself as the season went along towards the latter part of the season. He really kind of – he carved out a role where it's like, hey, Davion playing really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
This was November. And he was we were looking at Davion like, well, what are you gonna do? Are they moving? Like, he's not
playing.
Yeah,
we thought he was gone.
We absolutely thought he was gone.
Happy belated birthday to Davion Mitchell, too. His birthday was yesterday.
The graphic T. King.
Yeah, I saw the Raptors wished him happy birthday.
That was nice of the Raptors.
You know, usually when I watch these games, too, I try to look for funnies. There wasn't many funnies in this game.
Okay.
It was just a good game. Like, it was good. I loved seeing Malik doing what he was doing. He didn't die out there on the court at any point, so that's good. And De'Aaron was getting buckets. Sabonis was getting buckets. Zach Collins, can't stand that guy. There's just something about Zach Collins. Can't stand him. But no funnies. The call wasn't really a funny call, even though Doc was Doc. Doc was Doc. But Doris was on there. She was doing her thing. So no funnies. Man, I'll have funnies next game, I guess.
This is fascinating. So Davion played the next game. I don't know if it was the next night. It was the next game. So he had those DMPs there. Doesn't play in the game that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Plays 8 minutes against Dallas. They get the win. He plays between like 8 and 11 minutes for the next 5, 6, 7 games, it looks like.
Mm.
I just clicked on this Clippers game at the end of November. And there's Keon Ellis. With a DNP. I don't know. He played against the Nuggets, which the Kings won. Davion back to DNPs against the Pelicans. Man, just so bizarre.
Would you say Mike Brown was searching too much in the first half of the season? Because he was clearly searching for something.
I don't think that's fair, but I think saying I don't think it's fair to say he was searching too much, but I think it's perfectly fair to say he was searching. I don't know. Well, we know what he was looking for. He was looking for the version we got from Keon later. But like, Keon was playing in some of these games earlier in the season, so Mike was definitely searching. And I feel like that's a trait. Like, I think Mike does that. I'm not sure that he won't be searching this year. It might not be for a specific player. He might be searching for a specific lineup. Like, we're speculating about Kevin Huerter. Keon is a starting two. This person is a starting two. Malik, so on and so on. He might tinker with that.
Yeah.
You hope. He sets a lineup. They get out there. They win a bunch of games, and it's like, no, this is our group. This is what I'm comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
I think Beam Team One didn't
they had the same
change the starting lineup.
Yeah, they had the whole year.
Yeah,
except like no
when someone was injured.
KZ was in there a couple times.
That's right. So
because Keegan got
he had COVID.
COVID to start the season. Yeah.
Which seems like another time that players were missing games because of COVID. But, yeah, Keon missed his first two games.
Real quick, I do remember one funny from the game. This was an in-season
tournament. It doesn't have to be real quick. We're gonna
Okay. This was an in-season tournament game. It was the second in-season tournament game for the Kings. And they won 129-120. And they were up 6 or 7 or maybe even more with 1.5 minutes to go. And it all went by super fast because that's when people were trying to score still. They weren't fouling.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So we're watching it. It's like, you know, normally it's a 7-point game and there's a foul game being played. And the Spurs are like, no, don't foul. Kings are trying to score still till the end. And I think that was like one of our first times seeing things play out that way. And it was like, oh, this is different.
I think it was fun. Like, who got mad? Was it someone got mad at Billy Donovan?
Billy Donovan got mad at the coach, Boston.
Oh yeah,
Mazzulla.
Joe Mazzulla. Yeah, yeah.
Mazzulla had to come.
Joe, yeah, I remember Joe going. We need the points. Billy Donovan over there. He's yelling at him and he's pointing. He's like, we're supposed to score.
So in the middle of the game, they meet up at half court, and Joe Mazzulla's talking to Billy and explaining to him, like, this is why we're doing – middle of the game. Like, not even a timeout.
Yeah, no, they're talking at center court, which I don't even think is legal. I don't think you're allowed to go that far. Joe's looking at him like, what is wrong with you? Sit down, Grandpa. Like,
That was a classic.
Joe's hella young. How old is Joe?
Joe's 36, I think.
Oh, man. Wow.
Did you see? I thought about something, too. Sorry. Did you see, I forgot his name, but the defensive coordinator for the Ravens yesterday is 32, former player.
Yeah, I saw them highlighting him, yeah.
Man, 32-year-old out there, defensive coordinator. And he's
already had positions in the NFL.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's been moving his way up the ladder. Next is head coach for him if this goes well. So he might be like a 33-year-old head coach, 34-year-old.
I always love seeing their doctor there, that woman. I think she was the first head of medicine or medical treatment, whatever the term that they use in football. I think she was the first woman to hold that position in the entire league.
I don't know
who else does, but yeah. I know she was the first.
Mm. Ravens are a good organization. They're really, I mean, the owner is
not the biggest fan of their owner, but
the organization
or some of their former players too. Well, just one of them, but
that's about this.
But apparently he was going to hire Cap. That's what he told everybody who would listen. We was in the back room. We was going to hire Cap. I'm sorry, sir. What position with this organization do you hold?
His jealousy during that time was insane.
Brutal. Just brutal.
Absolute. And it was out of nowhere. Like, bro, what? Aside from what it was, like, you had a good image. Like, you were fine. Mm. Everybody looked at you as, like, being somebody that gave back. And then all of a sudden, you couldn't not get in front of the camera and talk about, well, look what I'm about to do.
That man was on Inside the NBA or Inside the NFL. I mean, he was on every NFL show there was.
Yeah. That was crazy. Did you see the clip of Bill Belichick talking about Caleb Williams? He's on Inside the NFL now, right? And
we talk about all the jobs Greeny has, man. Ryan Clark is trying to catch Greeny for them Amon jobs.
He's everywhere. You ain't never there.
Facts.
But they were talking about Caleb Williams, and they're like something about Bill Belichick. It's like, yeah, you know, we got to see what's going on. And Ryan Clark goes, well, you know, just because he had a good preseason, you know, everybody can't get hyped. Bill Belichick goes, he wasn't that good. And he goes, well, you know, yeah. He's like, yeah, he missed a lot of throws out there. It's 10 of 20.
I think.
Bill Belichick a fool, man.
I think Bill's going to be just fantastic on all of these media platforms he's on before he takes over for the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, well, Sean McDermott, we hardly knew you. But, there's something to, like, Bill where he's serious, kind of chuckles at himself, but was like, no, I'm dead serious. Like, that clip, he's like, wasn't that good? It's 10 of 20. Yeah, it wasn't that good. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. I might start watching Inside the NFL again because of that.
Is this a shoe? It's on the CW? I know they replay it on the NFL Network.
Yeah, on the CW with the ACC Network.
Well, that tells you all you need to know. Not about the CW, but about the ACC.
Oh, man. All bad.
Yeah, this was a very unpleasant Twitter game. That's 1,000% what I remember the most about this Spurs game in November. Twitter's reaction to it.
Why you were so locked in on Twitter?
No.
Because we were outside. We were giving food away during that game. We were in Elk Grove.
We watched it out there with
on phones
some of our people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bruce pulled up.
I had to leave. That's right.
It's catching a plane.
And there was no way you were going to stand out in the rain. No one, we didn't have anyone to hold the umbrella for you.
I was outside in the rain. Yeah, what's this guy talking about?
No, you were. It was cold.
It was cold.
Yeah, no wonder. I was like, why do I remember this game so vividly? That's why. That is absolutely why. We're shaking our head, walking away, like, can you believe this? We're just cussing up a storm. Can you believe this? Blankety blank.
Carrie and Sky River have walked up, and we're just disgusted.
And the great part about it is, Carrie's a huge Kings fan. Carrie will walk up. You see this crap? You see that? We're down 20 points right now. She over there more mad than we are.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that was a frustrating. And it was even more frustrating because I guess we couldn't watch it like in front of the TV. Mm. So after we take some pictures, we look, oh, they're up 13. Everything's good. Cool, cool. Come and talk to somebody. It's a 5-point game. What the hell's going on? It was frustrating. But De'Aaron Fox saved the day.
Well, De'Aaron, Malik, and Domas.
Yes.
That's a lot of points from those guys. What is that, 90 of the 129? I'm trying to add that up. Yeah, that's 90 of the 129.
Wow.
From those three.
And once again, this upcoming season, it doesn't feel like you're going to have those type of games. You're going to at least the one that might not show up every now and then, because I've seen it once or twice, but I think he'll figure it out, is Malik. Like, I've seen Malik with, like, 5-point games. Doesn't happen mm-hmm. often, but I've seen it. Mm-hmm. But it feels like you always going to have at least three. Always. And then Malik typically does what he does, so you're going to have four mm-hmm. at all times. And that's where I just think this is going to be different. This is going to be different this year. It's going to be pretty damn solid. And that's before I talk about Keegan Murray. I expect Keegan Murray to be one of those guys. I wonder how
Keegan had 6 points in this.
Yeah,
game.
He was rough.
3 of 10. And that's not that. I mean, you mentioned Sasha. Sasha played 16 minutes. He had 5 points. Like, this was just a rough night. And such a weird collection of bench players. You got Malik, but then there's Sasha, Keon, who hadn't, you know, wasn't what he became yet.
Yeah.
JaVale.
I knew you.
This is 7 points from JaVale, or 7 minutes from JaVale, excuse me. And then Chris Duarte.
Yeah. Duarte.
And this is when Petrušev was in the when he was on the team. This is like a 2-day span when this guy was on the squad.
That's crazy. I didn't even realize.
What's that, Flip?
Flip.
You talk about we hardly knew you. Holy crap, man.
Oh, man.
And now we got the Red Rooster on our team.
Oh, shout out to Terry Taylor.
Oh, we should mention the Stockton Kings hired their coach.
They did.
After
they
did. The schedule came out.
They're like, uh-oh, I guess we should hire this coach here.
Hey, guys,
they got us locked in for games. We should hire the coach.
Has anyone put out the press release yet? This popped up during a commercial break. I think it was our man Sean Cunningham that had this. Quentin Crawford. Well, Shams had it, but whatever.
Yeah, no, we'll go to Sean.
Shams Cunningham is way better.
Yeah.
Quentin Crawford, he's going to be the head coach for the Stockton Kings. Crawford spent the last, this is just a phenomenal stat.
Mm-hmm.
Crawford spent the last 7 seasons as an NBA assistant, including the 2023-2024 season with the Phoenix Suns. He was part of the Lakers championship squad in 2020.
Mm.
Unless this is a typo. 7 seasons. Quinn Crawford is 33 years old.
Wow. Wow. So the 26-year-old Quinn Crawford got into his
good for
coaching
him.
Bag. And now he's getting an opportunity to be the head coach of a G League team.
Yeah, Sean says his career, he's returning to Sacramento where his career began in the video department.
That's really cool.
So we got our next
Spo.
Yeah, we got next Eric Spoelstra.
When Mike Brown retires after winning 3 championships.
Four.
Ah, you're right.
Four.
You're right. No disrespect. Sorry about that.
No, the fourth one's going to be tough.
Right.
I mean, it's not going to be a cakewalk. It's not going to be like the first one where it's just they just run through everybody.
Right.
Like, the fourth one's going to be a little bit more challenging.
Yeah, that's a good
But
point.
Good for Quentin. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. W's back tonight. After a night off. Woo, $29 million last night.
Oh, for the games.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, those numbers are great.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, close games are always gonna skew on the higher side.
Because
that wasn't an average. That was...
Peaked that?
Yeah, that was... That's it, man. That's a great number, though. Oh, I stand corrected. That was the average.
Oh!
Jesus Christ.
Oh! Ooh-wee.
My goodness, it peaked.
And let me guess, I'm going to say 38.
33.
Mm.
Peaked at 33 million viewers It wasn't even in the fourth quarter. It was the second quarter.
Oh, man.
Wow.
What do you think of the game tonight?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Mike does. You think it tops that? You got, yeah, I know it's football and I know Patrick Mahomes, but you do have Eagles, Packers. Is this a Peacock exclusive game?
Tonight, yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay, so that changes things a little bit. Changes things a little bit. Yeah, don't know. Don't even look for it.
No, don't even look for it. You're lucky I'm on the KSFM login. You're lucky I'm over on KSFM.
Got 2 minutes, bro. We have time.
You're lucky I'm on KSFM, but Jesse said we have time.
Yeah, we have time.
Oh, whose side are you on?
I'm on the people's side.
He is on the people's side.
The people's producer.
You got like a premium Peacock.
Come on.
Hey, that was crazy.
That is wild.
Oh, man. You speak of the W real quick, though. Did you see... I didn't see the whole podcast, but you see Angel's podcast and her kind of addressing Caitlyn a little bit.
This is also my favorite.
I feel like Macho Man was a small package
like,
type of guy.
Macho Man, God rest his soul, he wasn't bothering anybody.
Well, can we talk about that? Like, just the context, like, Kenny was like, yeah, like, we're talking about, like, pinfalls, and Kenny had kind of thought on that. Like, yeah.
Like, he had a take.
Yeah, he had a thought on that.
Yeah. He had a take on the way Macho Man won matches.
Exactly.
I mean, didn't he win quite a few that way?
I don't think so.
Who knows?
I do know he beat Ric Flair at WrestleMania 8. With a small package.
Oh, no, that's
crazy. What do you want me to do here? I got to cut that now.
No, that's context. Like, what do you want me to call it?
I'm going to cut it without context, though.
I feel like Macho Man was a small package type of guy.
He beat Ric Flair with a small package.
Like, that's going on the board.
Oh, this is so crazy, man. This show's crazy. Boy, oh boy.
Like Tony said, we just do this to amuse ourselves.
That's it.
All right. We'll come back. We'll close out the week. We're going to have some fun when we get back.
Let's do it.
We'll get back to the football game last night as well. There's some names that we haven't mentioned that deserve to be mentioned. CeeLo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. But all.
Yeah, I didn't want to get in. We're past that. I didn't want to get into that. But since we're here, I'll talk about it a little bit. What I'm talking about for the radio audience is Mark Cuban did a, I don't know whose podcast. I think it was Jalen Brunson's podcast.
Okay.
And he had Mark Cuban on there. And they were talking, and Mark Cuban was like, yeah, you know, I'm so happy for you, Jalen. And, you know, wish it would have worked out, but, you know, things didn't. And, you know, I'm just I'm happy for you that, you know, you got paid and you're having all the success, man. And we're in a great situation, too. And then Jalen Brunson goes, yeah, for sure. He's like, man, the only thing I wasn't feeling, though, is like during the negotiations, you had made a comment about like it got sticky when the parents get involved. And I was like, I thought that was a shot. I didn't really like that. Mark was like, no, it wasn't a shot. It wasn't a shot. It was, look, I wasn't going to get into that, but, and I don't even know if this is the place for it, but yeah, no, it wasn't a shot.
Sounds familiar. That sounds familiar.
And then he goes, he says something. It was a really difficult negotiation, you know? And I'm not going to say anything, but it was just a difficult negotiation. Jalen was like, yeah, all right, man. Like, yeah, I guess. He's like, but no, look, people don't know. We text each other. I text you all the time talking about how happy I am for you during the season or whatever. And then he's like, and it's weird because sometimes, like, you know, I'll see your dad and I'll see him from a distance. He'll see me. We just kind of look at each other. Then we get a head nod. And then we move on. And it's all good. It's all good. That doesn't sound like it's all good.
No, it does not. I don't think Mark Cuban knows the definition of all good.
Yeah, but it was. I just saw that clip. I didn't see the whole interview. But that clip alone was pretty interesting.
Huh. Well, I found it. Do you remember if there's any bad words in it?
I don't think so.
Okay.
If well, it is, it's Friday.
It's free. I was going to say it's Friday. Let's find out together.
Yeah, that's not really how this works, but
it is on D'Lo and KC.
Give me a second because we had a different screen up. Hold on.
Make sure we bring that screen back, too.
Oh, no, I got you. Okay. I got you. Mark Cuban, Brunson.
We want to take a call from Ramsey real quick?
Yeah. Ramsey, what's going on, man?
I just called in real quick because we like to honor people while they're still with us and while they're still going. I just want to give out flowers because of the retirement on Sunday to U.S. women and women's soccer star Alex Morgan for her retirement. I mean, she's probably one of the, in my opinion, probably one of the top three women soccer players so far to ever play the game. And just congratulations on an outstanding career and congratulations on her having her second child as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Is there
legend.
Ramsey doesn't know?
No.
Well, salute Alex Morgan. Yes, indeed. Thanks for that call, Ramsey. That's a good look right there. Here's Mark Cuban and Jalen Brunson.
I thought it would work out. I honestly thought it would work out. I really, really, really did. But it didn't, and that's okay. You know, all's well that ends well. I'm happy for you, the king of New York, and I'm happy for us. You know, it is what it is. That's the NBA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing that I didn't like about the whole situation was when Mark said when the parents got involved, that some things got messy. So that was the one thing I was like, I kind of was like, damn, that was a little jab. But
it wasn't really. No, I didn't want to go there here, right? It wasn't a jab at all. I mean, there's no reason for us to talk about any of that stuff, but it wasn't just a jab, okay. JB.
Just
for real.
Quick, I got to hit pause for a second for two reasons. One, if this is Jalen's podcast, we need to get him a better podcast studio. First of all, you got to put some foam padding or something in there, buddy. Also,
in the hallway.
For the radio audience, you have to see Mark Cuban's face as he's talking.
It's so bad.
Oh, it is not good. It's not good.
Can't even prepare us for this. Like, it's way worse than he described.
This is 10 times worse than you described. Oh, Mark Cuban's face is bordering on terrified at this point.
He might cry.
He really might.
No, I'm just saying. Well, that's when I heard that. That's what maybe I felt a little certain way, but I got over it. Obviously, that's my parents. Yeah. So,
I apologize. They put you in a certain way that wasn't the intention, but it was hard to deal with. It was a unique negotiation in a lot of different ways.
I would say it's the same negotiation that we just went through with Isaiah. I would say it's pretty similar.
In some respect, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. Well, I mean, I don't know the details, but yeah, it may well be. You know, yeah,
but it's over and done with.
Yep.
We're here now, and that's it.
And I'm happy. Literally, I'm happy for it. I mean, like,
no, let's never talk about this again.
Still keep in touch. I'm always sending you congrats and this and that.
Yep.
So, there's definitely no hard feelings at all.
The other best part about this is for the last minute and 33 seconds, Jalen looks like he wants to beat his ass.
Jalen hates Mark Cuban.
I'm going to put this dude on my podcast.
He can't even look at him.
And I hate his guts. Also, I hate everything about Mark Cuban's office. This is ridiculous.
No, that's a good point.
He's got pictures and like NBA trophies and books. Like, are those vitamins on the side?
This looks like Michael Jordan's room in Space Jam.
Like, what is wrong with you?
Always interesting when your dad and I walk by each other. You know, it's just like he gives me the eye, I give him the eye, then we smile and then keep on walking, right? And so, yeah, all's well that ends well.
Okay, dog. That's like the and there's Jalen's face. Look at Jalen's like, I hate this dude. I swear to God, I hate this dude.
Jalen's sitting there like, I can't believe I agreed to this.
That is insane.
Oh, this is the second time watching it. The little intricacies of the second time watching it is hilarious.
I'm going to tell you this. You did not do that clip justice.
Not even close.
At all.
Oh,
my
man.
Goodness.
That was so bad. I felt like the second.
Most people have no clue that
Mark said, no, it wasn't a jab. I'm sorry you took it that way, but it wasn't. And I didn't want to talk about this here. I didn't, but.
Don't hang up, Jalen. Jalen, don't go, Jalen.
Oh man, go out of your way to see that clip. Jalen, it's the facial expression, the pure panic in Mark's face, and the I want to punch this human being more than I want anything else in Jalen's face.
The beginning of the clip is perfect. It's like Mark's like, yeah, we've all, yeah, we're friends, blah blah blah, and then
all hell that ends well.
Anyway,
it was like, yeah.
Not so much, dog. Not so much, dog.
Oh, man. I don't know why I don't like Mark Cuban. I'm not a Mark Cuban fan.
I don't know. It's tough. I interacted with Mark Cuban twice, and he was terrific.
He hasn't done anything except for when the Sterling stuff came out. He was like, I don't think everything should be out there or whatever. But
yeah,
I mean,
he was nervous. He was like the rest of them. They were scared to death.
But I don't know why. He did have a situation in Dallas. But that, yeah. I mean, that's layered. Like he could
layered.
Have nothing to do with it, but it was him overseeing
when
it.
When you're in charge.
Right.
And when you're very publicly in charge,
mm-hmm.
like, I think a lot of people had, I didn't know. A lot of people, bro, you have your finger on everything involving the Dallas Mavericks.
Right.
You didn't know this? That was the number one thing I heard from people really close to the league.
Mm-hmm.
You are a part of everything. Mm-hmm. You didn't know? That's tough to,
right.
That's tough to buy.
Right.
But.
Like I said, I don't.
It's hard.
I can't really speak to a reason why I don't like them, but.
It's Dallas. You hate Dallas. No, you feel for Dallas the way that Jesse
point.
Feels for Cleveland.
That's a great point. And it probably goes back to the early 2000s when they thought they had the hip owner. We got the Maloofs. Please. Was Cuban out there in Vegas? No.
I would. That's not a battle I'd fight, to be honest with you.
I don't think I have a reason for my Cleveland hate, by the way, now that we think
no,
about
it's pretty bizarre.
Yeah.
It's pretty bizarre.
The Browns never did nothing to me.
It's an RKO in the middle of the match. Like, no one, just out of nowhere, you started hating everything that involves Cleveland. By the way, did you see Cleveland's latest signing?
Yes, I did.
I strongly encourage you guys to find someone who loves you the way that Kobe Altman appears to love Tristan Thompson. Because that man is in Cleveland again.
Somebody should have told the Cavs, like, don't buy into that first press conference.
Help me out. Did TT get suspended last season and he served it?
I think he served.
Yeah, I think that's right.
He served it.
This is a wild sentence. Tristan Thompson got a steroid suspension, right? Like he, but he already served it.
Yeah.
Call that the Jimmy G.
The Jimmy G special.
Jimmy G. He's going to be, I think Jimmy's going to be, his suspension will end week three. So if Matt Stafford's hurt, Jimmy steps in against the Niners.
Is Sean McVay the one other guy in the league who could get something out of him?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I would even throw Matt LaFleur in there.
Yeah, that was another.
That whole little tree, Andy. I think Andy could. Andy Reid.
How much of
Andy would just be like, I retire. I don't need this.
How much of
like,
Jimmy G was like? I don't need to do this. Josh McDaniels' fault.
That's a good point, too.
He did go from like.
That's fair.
We're talking about drop off. Like, that was crazy. He went from, all right, like, this dude will be serviceable around the NFL and all that, too. This guy might be worse than Nathan Peterman.
It just didn't look good, though. Like, Jimmy just looked skittish. And remember when, man, this was a Niner staple. This wasn't just Josh McDaniels. Remember when he points downfield and always throws the interception?
Yes. Yeah.
He did that week one with the Raiders in the end zone. Points, throws a pick in the end zone.
It used to be this thing where Dante Culpepper, back when he was with the Dolphins, would like put his fingers together. This is a little signal he'd do. Radio, sorry for you guys. He'd do this or whatever, automatically every time it's the interception, every time.
Oh, man. All right, getting ready to throw a pick. Everybody be ready for it. Everybody be ready for it. I love the way that we haven't really talked about Xavier Worthy last night or Rashee Weiss, but Electric. Rice, those two guys, and I'm like, man, these guys could be real weapons for Patrick Mahomes. Like, these guys could be pretty solid. Mm-hmm. Or Patrick Mahomes is going to make them real weapons. Like, one or the other, it feels like those two guys are a huge plus for Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs moving forward. And it honestly feels like Xavier Worthy. I think he only caught two passes. Like, the first time he touched the ball, he was in the end zone.
He touched the ball three times.
Yeah. And but it looked like, okay, he can do exactly what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Fastest 40 in the combine, all these different things. It's like, I see why that's beneficial. I see why that's a benefit for Patrick Mahomes. It's not trying to replace Tyreek Hill, but if you have someone who has a very unique skill set, mm-hmm, similar to Tyreek Hill,
mm-hmm,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
We know that works in Kansas City.
And then you got a guy like Andy Reid who knows how to use that as maybe even a decoy every now and then. Like, I want to get Rice open, so I'm going to have Xavier Worthy take the top off with like a deep post or something like that. And that's going to leave the underneath open for guys like Rice. You know, he knows how to use that talent, not just to like play call for them, but as a decoy so it can be a play call for somebody else.
Yeah.
So they look really good. I said earlier, Patrick Mahomes was phenomenal. He just looks like Patrick Mahomes.
So easy.
But I really came away from that like, man, that defense is going to be good. That defense was good last year in the second half of the season, pretty much all year, and they're going to be good again. And I saw the stat during the telecast. They're like the youngest defense in football, average age of like 23 or something like that.
Wow.
Some, maybe it's 24, something like that. But it's a young defense, and it's talented. So it's not – I don't want to go so far as to be like – the tide's going to turn where the defense wins them games. But on days when, you know, maybe Kelsey doesn't have it or the offense isn't clicking, they can hang around because that defense is so good.
Yeah, Jalen Watson was really good last night. He got his hands on a couple of passes. Mm-hmm. It's like, oof. And it's just swiping stuff out of the sky.
And going stride for stride, mm-hmm, with the receiver. I mean, the speed's there. They're good. The Chiefs are good. I don't think they're going to three-peat, but it feels like they're in as good of a position as any team in recent memory to be able to three-peat.
Three-peating in the NFL is – I mean, three-peating, period, is insane. I think we got used to – like, they didn't win three in a row. None of them did, but, like, LeBron kept being in the finals.
Mm.
Steph kept being in the finals. You know, you see these teams like always lingering around in those final series, those final games, all of that. But winning three straight I think, what did they say? The last one was the Lakers. The last major sport to do it was the Lakers.
Yeah.
And that was like 2000. Well, we know when it was. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Thanks, Tony Rock.
Okay. Yeah, that was tough.
Hell, I mean, it's different.
I was hoping he was going to drop a RIP Kobe at the end, but he was just like, no.
I can't ride with that.
I was like, oh, please, just give a, hey, Kobe, you know, nope, can't do it.
Said, I'm gone. Yeah. I'm leaving the Lakers.
And that man left the Lakers he went to the Heat for a minute. Yeah. And then the Nets.
In Brooklyn.
He's going down with the ship.
Should be sinking. The three-peat situation,
yeah,
it's different. I think maybe you'll understand this. Maybe you'll agree. I don't know. We'll see. I think the Chiefs are better than this team. This Chiefs team right now is better than the team I'm about to mention. But we see the Las Vegas Aces trying to do a three-peat. And we see how that's going. Just the constant grind of trying to get back. Like you said it perfectly a couple weeks ago. The champion got to go back up a hill too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We only look at the team that lost and say, oh, they got to push the boulder back up the hill. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a new season. The champion got to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. And the grind of, you know, trying to defend your title for the third straight year, we see with the Aces, it may be something that takes a toll.
For sure. But the grind for the Chiefs could be tough. Mm-hmm. We don't know how the Aces story is going to play out yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's impossible to predict. Like, we have no idea. Like, I think for a stretch, it was like they just trying to get to the playoffs. And then you start looking at them like, no, they're not playing well. Like, if that's the strategy, this is a terrible strategy. And there's no way Becky signed off on this strategy. So y'all need to figure this out.
They created this by themselves.
Y'all look terrible. And I don't know. I mean, it's one game. Obviously, the length of the season is different. Like, I do agree with you. They're probably a little bit better than the Aces are. The Aces are really good.
Mm-hmm.
And another, the Aces don't have to, like, the Chiefs don't have to play the 49ers or the Ravens 2, 3, 4 times.
Right.
I think there's already been a 7-game series somewhere this season between the Aces and the Liberty. I don't know
they
that
play
it is
on
for sure.
Sunday, I
they
think.
Do. Yeah. Yeah, they absolutely do.
Liberty does look better too.
They do. Well, the Liberty look like the team that missed it last year. Mm. They look like the team that's hungry.
Mm.
The Aces look like the team right now that they stopped at McDonald's on the way to the dinner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they got the itis. They sleepy.
Mm.
And that's different. But right now doesn't matter.
Right. Right. Now, I just remember last time the Aces and Liberty played, and Liberty were dominating that game, and Aces got it to 6, and they were, let's go, let's go. And I was like, I don't know. I don't like the way this looks.
Mm-mm.
I don't like the way. And sure enough, and Liberty just
went
pulled
exactly,
away.
Yeah, it went exactly as you thought after timeout.
Yeah.
Exactly as you thought. But I wonder how much, too, and this is true for the Aces. But I wonder if the three-peat is a rallying cry, privately.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you do that stuff publicly
because
that's unnecessary. That creates unnecessary attention on a team that has an extraordinary amount of attention on it already,
right.
Both on sports channels, on pop channels, and as I saw this morning on Fox News. Yeah. So Taylor was sitting alone last night.
Yeah, they said she made a business decision.
And salute. Salute Taylor Swift.
They said she made a business decision was made.
And that was the right decision to make. But, like, that team has a lot of focus on it. But I wonder if behind the scenes they're like, yo, no one has ever done this.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots were dominant for 20 years. They didn't do this. The 49ers were the team of the 80s. They didn't do this. The Cowboys, the team of the 90s, they didn't do this. The Steelers in the 70s didn't do this. We have an opportunity to do what no NFL team in history has done.
Mm.
And I wonder if that's talked about behind the scenes.
Yeah. Yeah. I almost feel like, how can it not? You know, to me.
I feel like you can rally around that.
Yeah, that's
again,
how I feel.
Privately, right. I feel like you can rally around that.
That's how I feel. I feel like that's something that would be a motivating factor, you know, to be able to chase history, chase greatness, be in a position to do that. That would keep me focused, you know. But I mean, I'm sure it does for these guys too. But then human nature comes, and you just kind of exhaust yourself mentally and emotionally sometimes by, you know, pushing that hard for something like that.
Absolutely. And they're going. They're the Chiefs. They're the Chiefs. They're the back-to-back champions. But they're clearly the top of the NFL and have been for years. Mm. They're getting. You know, you hear this all the time, but I think it's 100% accurate. You're getting everybody's best shot.
Mm-hmm. It's
every
crazy.
Week.
They've been this since 2018. Yeah, because Mahomes showed up 2018, lost the NFC or AFC Championship game, won the Super Bowl in 19.
They were good the year before.
They were good like three years before that.
They were good with
Alex Smith. Yeah. They were good like 3 years before that.
They were good the second Andy Reid got there.
And that is, obviously they've got the championships, but that is what I strive for, or I hope the Niners can be. Like you said, Andy Reid there. I look at Kyle Shanahan as that type of guy. They've been good for... If we did the math now, we're talking about 12 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And the one guy that's always there is Andy Reid. And I'm hoping that's what the Niners could become.
You got a game you're looking forward to the most this Sunday?
Yeah, I want to see the Chargers and Raiders game because I want to see how that plays out for sure. And I'm looking forward to that Steelers-Falcons game. I think that's going to be a good one.
Okay. Raiders-Chargers for sure. Cowboys-Browns.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one, too.
Yeah, Cowboys.
I want to see Caleb, too. There's a lot of hype around the Bears. I want to see what the Bears look like.
It's the Titans in Chicago. Of course, we got a game tonight, but we've been having fun all day. We're going to have fun as we close out. I guess it's a new tradition here. I guess it's a new tradition with D'Lo and KC because in about 7 minutes over on KSFM, we're going 100% throwbacks for the next 3 hours. But we started here on ESPN 1320.
I've imagined faces and then me letters to ease the pain of having no one in my life. And I'm tired of being undercover. It's time to navigate my feelings tonight.
Headed over to 102.5 here.
Yeah.
100% throwbacks for the next 3 hours. Make sure you're tapped in. 102.5 Odyssey app, wherever you at. Also, Monday, live at Sky River Casino, baby.
Yeah, let's go.
Back at 32 Brew Street. Come through. The entire show will be there live beginning at 12 o'clock. Anybody in the Sacramento media who wants to pull up on us and see us.
I want to pull up.
You got an open invitation. You got a stage, a microphone, and the biggest sports media platform this city got. come see us.
Yes, sir.
Come see us.
Yes, sir.
We're looking forward to seeing you. 32 Bruce Street, Sky River Casino, this Monday. Have a great weekend. We'll see you at 10 a.m. here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Vamos 49ers. Let's go, boy.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.